This podcast contains excessive swearing and is not suitable for children. At all.
It's the 27th of July, 2008, and this is the 10th Southern UK podcast. Okay, this week we have some weirdos on. Okay, some guests on. Right, guys, introduce yourself then. Introduce yourself, go.
This is Chidge, I suppose.
Peter, and together we are Artists United.
Together we're Artists United and you're Lee. Get it right, faggot. I'm sorry.
No, you're Jules, and you decided that. Ah, fuck you.
Oh dear, right, okay, so. What are you guys and what do you do?
We're clutching.
Do nothing.
You do nothing.
If I had a job, I wouldn't be here. That's the whole point. So I do nothing at all.
You better be paying us.
But play Guitar Hero.
Okay, I'll pay you with food and stuff, but that's it. That's what. That's as much as I'll go to.
Bring me a tool shed. Fry hungry.
Okay. So you know what Southern UK podcast is? We discuss stories and stuff. Because I got some people here. Right. What do you think about the guy, the Apollo 14 astronaut, who claims that aliens exist? According to what he said, aliens exist.
What planet are they from?
Yeah, that's my question. Yeah, where are they from? Well, what do they
surely,
want?
Surely. Surely aliens exist because on the off chance that there are other people in other planets, we would be aliens to them. So surely by us existing, we are aliens ourselves.
That could be true, yeah.
Are aliens not just beings that are living on planets in space and we're living on a planet in space, so we're aliens?
Yeah, but he's claiming he's actually had actual contact with an alien.
There's Mercury, nothing. Venus, nothing. Earth, little. Argos. Life. Jupiter, nothing.
Yeah, what would an alien think if they actually saw little?
They would be amazed at the budget.
My God.
Speaking on UK passports, it says in the back of it something about if you're an alien and you have a British passport, you can actually travel in and out of countries.
I'm sure it's talking about alien as in the immigration sense. But that would be cool.
Do you need a passport to like fly to space and shit? Or
well, no, you need
astronauts. You need a passport. No, you I'm sure they pretty much pass their citizenship test.
If they go to the immigration control for space. Come on.
A lot of people like jumped on a spaceship.
How come no one's been to the moon in like 40 years?
Because it costs
just boring as fuck. There's no littles there. There's nothing there.
But they sound like billions of people in like 1970s and no one's been there for like 30 years.
One day I went to the moon.
Oh yeah, they're sending that one man or one way team to Mars.
One way?
One way, yeah.
So they're never coming back again?
No, they're sending 12
they're
people.
They're going there to die.
They're soldiers from Iraq. They're taking them out of Iraq and then they decided like they're just going to send them to Mars and because it takes like 5 or 6 years to get there.
They just decided 3 months.
They decided they're going to die there.
And they're not going to bring them back?
No, they decided they won't go with it then. They soldiers decided themselves they're going to go over there and die. Just like for
actually, to be fair, I'd die on Mars. I'd be quite annoying.
Is that space burial?
Wouldn't you rather die on the moon?
No, Mars is further away.
It's gravity.
True. What about? Okay. Well, definitely on Mars you want to die then.
No.
Nowhere else.
Venus.
Where would you prefer to die?
What? Black holes. Black hole.
In black hole.
Yeah, I'd love to jump into a black hole and see what's on the other side.
Exactly.
High five.
Okay, in this in this news bulletin, it says an anonymous reader writes that the former NASA employee and moonwalker, Dr. Edgar Mitchell, somebody from the Apollo 14 mission, has suddenly claimed that aliens exist. He said that they have visited Earth on several occasions. They visited Earth. Why isn't there any evidence that they have?
But there are. Area 51.
Okay, yeah, Area 51 exists and everything. You can see it on
Third
Google
rock
Earth.
From the sun.
Third rock from the sun. That's a good TV show as well, yeah.
Background comedy.
But you're saying TV show is actual real hard fact.
Oh no, they're just characters. They're not real.
I'm talking about real life.
Okay, yeah? But isn't that guy saying aliens exist? You're using that as hard fact, whereas TV shows are just guys making shit up as well. So they're both the same source.
Huh. Could be. What? But they said it actually exists.
Well, obvs.
Mad.
I can't quite hear that.
I said, basically,
the government's faggots.
Government hides everything from you. They're not going to tell you anything about aliens.
Well, why should they cover it up then? Just in case we're scared.
I don't agree with it at all, but they'll think that you'll get scared and and like go mad and whatnot.
They go mad.
Yeah,
okay. We got the fanatics to try and contact them.
I think that's a bit extreme. Oh. Like, I don't think the government would go to that kind of extremes just to hide
you. I think if you see a giant spaceship in the sky, you know, you can kind of see if they're real or not.
They have invisible technologies.
Pardon?
I took an alien on a day trip around with Green.
I was there.
Really?
Yeah.
Nang.
What was his name?
It was Emma.
That's a she.
Oh,
by the way.
A she alien.
Shalien, if you will.
Fair enough. Oh, dear. So, what do you think? Aliens exist, yes or no?
Yeah,
why not?
Definitely.
Well, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
In year two. And I saw them about a year ago-ish.
Where?
Laffy Moftus is an alien.
Ah, Laffy Moftus. Okay, then. Apparently aliens exist, according to us.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, then, let's move on to another subject. All right.
I'm an alien. I'm an alien.
What do you think about the Russian government banning emo and goths?
Banning emo and goths?
No.
Yep.
Elaborate.
No, just the music. Just the music.
Just the music. Yeah. What do you think about banning goth and?
Much more Kermit.
I bet I want to just go to Russia now and one jackal their vodka and two be a goth.
Well,
what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, that's poo, basically. It depends what they define as emo and goth music. Because if they're banning My Chemical Romance and stuff like, I don't know, Fall Out Boy, I don't care. But if they're banning Metallica, then we've got to have some serious words.
Isn't that
some kind
of freedom of speech impeachment?
Or?
Yeah,
fucking true. Well, I don't know about freedom of speech.
There we go.
Freedom of speech is only in America, really.
Freedom of expression.
Russian
government, yeah.
Yeah, if you go back to that whole Russian Cold War thing, you could argue that free speech stuff.
Russians are kind of like Chinese.
Not
really.
We won't. They can't trace us. Joe has like proxies.
I hope so. Hope so. Okay. Mr. T, Snickers commercial, pulled as homophobic.
Lol.
Called who homophobic?
He's pulled as homophobic.
He's gay.
No. You haven't seen the advert, have you?
No, not at all.
This thing's advert.
All right, please explain.
I've seen the tank advert for Snickers.
That's the one.
It's kind of like that. It's a new one.
Oh, okay. Okay, go for it.
Next story.
Okay.
No, carry on.
No, it's Mr. T driving down the road in the tank and he sees this speed walker doing the weird speed walk thing. It looks pretty gay.
Yeah.
Sorry, any gay people listening.
I'm not.
I like gay.
Or are you? Anyway.
Karen.
I meant not sorry to any gays.
Oh, okay. Right, this guy walking down the road, Mr. T smashes down a house with his tank.
That's nang.
Or not, sorry, not tank, it's a car.
Fucking heavy, badass.
Heavy not armed, tank.
All right, fine. Armored personnel vehicle.
There's no guns on car.
And then he gets a huge Gatling gun of Snickers.
Oi, I want one.
And starts firing it at the...
Power walker.
Said power walker, yeah.
So what's that meant to... What's that
apparently, Mr. T. Johnson said, get some nuts!
Lol.
And apparently that is seen as homophobic.
Really?
Yeah.
So Mr. T is homophobic?
Apparently so.
Wait, is he saying everyone should just man up?
Yeah, apparently he's... Well, you know Mr. T.
Man up.
Yeah.
No, Laffy Moftus.
Yeah, Laffy Moftus.
Man up, who cares? Okay.
Do you think the censorship's going a bit too far?
Yes.
Political correctness is way too just.
There's too much
angsty.
Correctness nowadays. You can't say anything about being a
racist. You can't say blackboard. I'm sorry. When you go to school and you can't say blackboard, that's fail.
That's true.
That's faggish. And also brainstorm. Apparently they're mind maps. You can't say brainstorm because of retarded kids. Retarded kids aren't making brainstorms because they're dumb.
whoa, be careful.
They're not make. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay then. Right, you three over there have seen The Dark Knight. What do you think of it?
It's amazing.
It's wicked. It's very good.
In memory of Heath Ledger, I'd like to say he's Nang.
He is hella sexy in that nurse's outfit. I don't care.
Well, I haven't seen it yet. I might see it soon.
Go and watch it. Everyone
no, you're
this,
coming
go watch it twice.
Easily the best villain ever in any film ever.
Really?
Because he's like, he's really creepy and he's really evil, but he makes you lol so much at the same time.
He's meant to shoot the bus driver.
To all the comic book nerds out there who are thinking, they'll butcher the whole Batman. No, it's true to the comic books. Yes, I know what you're thinking. Spider-Man, that failed. X-Men, that got kind of shit in the third one. No, Batman, Dark Knight, wins. It wins. They stay true to the comic book history. They stay true. Go and watch
and
it.
Don't forget, Lawrence Ozer's the motorbike.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Lauren
has 140 pounds in her bank. She's buying us that motorbike.
Ooh, a motorbike, nice. Well,
on a motorbike.
When the first weekend, one of ours took.
See, we have to part with every day.
Yeah. Right, on the first weekend, the Dark Knight took over $158 million.
Can we remake that and just get bearish?
You mean like Sweden?
You remember Sweden? Yes,
Sweden.
Sweden.
Have you seen Sweden like movies?
Be Kind Rewind,
no,
man.
No.
Be Kind Rewind.
Nope.
Oh my god.
Peter, explain.
Basically, because they're poor and they want to like remake all these movies, and they just get like Jack Black and what's his face, the black one, to like remake all the movies, and it's amazing. And oh my god, okay, it's called it Sweden, and it's lol.
We're doing it.
Nice. Right.
But then they get like sued for copyright impeachment.
Not very good. Not very good.
Yeah. No, no, in the film.
Oh, well,
yeah. It's
all good. All right, now we're going to go for an interval, and we're going to leave you some music to think about, and, well, it's music. Just listen to it.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.
See you soon.
Bye.
Yo.
Right, let's move on a bit. Right. World guitar speed record. Now, this is a video that Pete found.
That was amazing. I didn't find that.
You found it on another website.
You found it. But what was it? Flight of the Bumblebee. It's hella hard to play on guitar. I don't care what anyone says. That's hard.
I have yet to see said video.
Elisha, show it to you in a moment.
Yeah, we'll watch it soon. It's amazing. This guy does Flight of the Bumblebee at 320 beats per minute.
On a guitar?
Yep. He's nice.
That's pretty cool.
He works his way up from... starts at 230, isn't it?
Yeah.
He starts at 120 and gradually works his way up to 320 beats per minute.
That's awesome.
And it's Nang.
Yeah.
I just slightly threw up my mouth.
That's nice to know, Chooch. Thank you for that. Thank you.
That's about 12 beats a second.
What? Chooch throwing up?
No, wait. My math is poor. Shut up, Peter.
Okay.
No, it's like 6 beats a minute, I think.
I can't quite hear you. Speak up.
Listen louder.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Let's talk about something I know stuff about.
Go on then. Yeah. Pick a subject. I don't mind.
That there's a fly on the ceiling and it's jumping. Now, I don't want to say something weird.
Apparently there is.
If a fly can defy gravity, I'm moving somewhere else.
But birds can defy gravity as well.
No, but that's jumping. That's not jumping. That's like utilizing air. That's breaking Newton's laws of physics. No, laugh you. Newton didn't invent gravity. He gave it a name, faggot. I mean, you... faggot. And you tag off. And
Oh, dear. Yeah.
And yeah, so there's a fly jumping on the ceiling, but sort of as though the ceiling were the ground and the ground were the ceiling. Gravity's gone backwards, people. Newton was wrong.
Oh, just fell off his chair upside down, backwards, and now he's back to the ceiling.
Did I?
I know.
Fair enough.
But Jordan does have his own gravity field.
I do. He's very rare, actually. If you throw something in near me, it'll come into my own gravity field.
Yeah.
And orbit me.
That would be quite Nang.
That would be.
Fat person in the street, like, you know, start circling, and you're like, oh my god, Captain, I'm trapped in the gravitational field. I can't escape.
That's cold.
Slightly, yeah.
That's gonna get cut.
Or is it?
All right, we can edit this.
Can we? Can we really? Isn't this going live to the whole...
Hi, nation.
Hello, people.
Who's listening at 1:30 in the morning?
You'd be surprised. You know, there are other people awake this
Merifags.
Time. Merifags, yes.
Little people want to give me money.
Oh, yes. Money.
Money.
Food. What do you guys think of... what do you guys think of a Guitar Hero for the DS?
Very good. DS, I want to get it.
It's only got four...
It looks really good.
And no whammy ball.
Four yeah, but...
That's why I want it.
So? I still want it.
You look like a prick with just like a DS and then something with four buttons.
I'll be cool.
Should we
I'll be cool. I'll probably like stand up in like a bus like moshing as I did it. Oh, it's such a... just faggot, but it'd be funny.
There's only about 30 to 20 songs on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll still get it. Hopefully.
Oh, okay.
If not, I'll rob off Lauren when she gets it.
I might get it as well. Looks pretty cool. Definitely. Okay, and Lauren's doing something unspeakable to a microphone.
Oh.
I'm going to turn down her channel slightly.
It's out. I took it out.
Lol. Lol.
You don't even want to know what's going on.
Sound bites now.
My phone's all wet.
Don't really want to be thinking about that at 1 in the morning.
No.
Oh, yeah. Where are we going tomorrow, guys?
Doctor Who.
Yeah. Prom, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, that. Dream Regiment. Or how you pronounce it next?
Aguayman.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm saying, Freeman, we love you and you're beautiful.
No, we don't. Somewhere I don't know if I'm being racist. I'm just lolling at myself.
Yeah, man, what on your blue? If anyone who speaks,
no.
You'd actually know that I'm saying that man over there is smelly. He's wearing a blue top.
No.
Little.
Little's really good. You know, you can get like, what do you call it? A whole lunch for like 99p.
Better. Pound shop.
Sandwich.
You can get a whole anything for 99p. Because that's the whole point.
Yeah,
that's all pound. Dinner for about £1.50 tonight.
Oh my god, everyone, Tesco value stuff. Go buy it.
No, not even that. Reduce stuff on a Saturday night.
Let's
seriously,
go.
Because they get stuff in the morning on a Sunday to sell for the whole
that's
of the week.
That's quite true.
Saturday night is the place and time to go to Tesco's to get all the reduced stuff.
Joe Southern is a god. Right. Let's go now. They're open 24 hours, aren't they?
No. Well, not the one we're in.
Fail.
Could be open for staff and stuff, but not for us. Us commons.
Fine. Have a spot.
Live it.
Wouldn't you love to kind of mind screw with someone and like sort of pretend something was live. So record something as though you're recording it on Sunday evening, and then sort of send it out, and then like say, and now for like callers, and I don't know, just play with them and make people think it was live when it wasn't. Yeah. I can't ask to explain stuff.
Did you see you ever see that episode of The Fresh Prince?
Which one?
Was it Carlton or Jeffrey records the lottery from the previous night?
And he thinks like, well, Jeffrey didn't record it.
Who was it then?
Will recorded it.
Oh, that's Will.
Jeffrey Shinkley, who won the lottery.
I remember that one.
That was amazing.
That was
and
very good.
They want to do it, and they need to record like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and then play against my parents and be like, I know the answer to that.
No, of course, yeah.
Bet them money. Suck.
What do you think about cheap space flight? Going to space for like £100,000.
But that's not cheap.
Cheap. That's like £100,000.
It's cheaper than like millions.
McFlurries or more.
Pardon?
I could buy 100,000 McFlurries or more.
That's pretty cool, idea.
How many guitars you could buy for that?
So.
Do you know how many lives you could just live with that? That's like rent for a long time.
Buy slaves.
You could buy.
Okay, say you're rich and you have billions.
But we're not.
Going to be.
Okay, say you're a billionaire or millionaire at least.
I'm a millionaire.
And say you want to take it like just a one-in-a-lifetime trip into space.
If I was a millionaire, I'd do it a couple of times. Get to know the flight crew, you know.
Wouldn't you have to do like all this crap beforehand? Like knowing how to faff around and float around.
Or like going that big thing and thing of boom, 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 boom. And that like cool thing that I want to try out.
No, you don't actually have to do that.
What, you can just go in
if
just
you die, can you sue them for not training you?
That's like going underwater for a scuba diving exhibition but not knowing anything about scuba diving. It's a completely different atmosphere. You'll die.
True, but this is just a one-off. It's a 20-minute flight into space and then back again.
Fail. 20 minutes?
Yeah.
A fat
to be fair, that's what the buses are going to cost in about 5 years.
What, £100,000?
Yes.
£100,000 now. £100,000 just
Boris
to go down
Johnson
to the shops.
Boris Johnson is running London.
That's true. Things are going to get a lot more
expensive.
The charge was going to go up to £25 a day.
That's only for big gas guzzling cars, though.
It's true. But, well, are you saying the spaceships aren't gas guzzlers? Buses are bad gas guzzlers.
That's true. But who's going to drive a spaceship down the streets of London?
Me.
We would.
Hey, guys.
You'd be like, oi, hi. Oh, sorry, we just burnt your Mercedes. My bad.
Oh, just a scratch. Oh, wait, it's crashed into a cube.
I'd drive a spaceship down London.
Yeah. Can you put fins on the gherkin and just use it as a space rocket? It's space rocket shaped.
That's true. It's true. Why don't we? We should mobilise a task force.
Oh, I love you, Peter. Oh,
brilliant.
That'd be awesome.
That's probably what it was made for, actually.
Spin the London Eye out really fast and throw people out into space.
That'd be amazing. Giant centrifuge.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool. My god. You could like split giant's DNA like forensics you.
Split a giant's DNA. You can split a giant's DNA in a normal centrifuge because its DNA is really small.
It's true, yeah.
Like a cell of their body.
Unless you're saying the phosphate molecule is huge.
Perhaps. Indeed. Joe has a point here.
What? But what makes.
And then, yeah, the London Eye is really slow.
What happens if you speed it up? That'd be fun.
It'd be fun, yeah. But then everyone.
It'd be deadly as well.
Everyone would be stuck on the outside of the eggy things and.
Yeah, because of physics.
Yay!
We're undressing Lauren at the moment.
anything else you guys want to add?
Yes.
2 plus 2.
That was exactly what I was going to say. I'd add that if you require any artistic things being done, me and Lauren are up for hire. Our rates are, I'd like to say reasonable, but we'll charge you pretty highly for work that is shoddy at best, because we won't do it till like the night before. But what I'm trying to say is, we need money, hire us for stuff.
Anything, be imaginative. You want tattoos designing, if you want just.
If you want us naked on your front lawn drawing a pig, we'll do it, as long as you pay us something.
Cross off things off their list of things to do, because they've added like design a tattoo for someone and have it actually done.
As long as you pay us anything, there's not much of a limit to what we will do.
We'll do anything for you if you want, like, you know, a life-size painting of you in your wall in your bedroom.
If you want to fist you, we'll do it, as long as you pay us enough.
What an advert this is.
Chidge's amazing drawings, as well. He drew comic book drawings of me and Deso Nang, and I put them as
posters. I've seen them, they're pretty good.
I'm
really
hire us for stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how would one contact you then?
Contact us through Southern UK. I am a member there myself. Joe will put details on his website, I suppose.
I will.
I have a page on that website, southernuk.com/chidgespace or chidge.
Yeah,
so check me out.
We'll add it to the podcast notes. It's all good.
Yeah, you'll find Chidge's own personal site. Okay, everyone. Thank you for coming on. Thanks to Chidge, Lauren, and Peter, and of course,
thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Southern UK Podcast is Southern UK Production 2008. Music by Chris Lee and Orange Peel. What do you guys think about the iPhone 3G?
The what?
iPhone 3G, iPhone.
I don't care.
Meh.
I don't know about it.
We'll forget
Apple
that.
Product.
Okay, we'll forget that then.
Fanboys.